All right. If I could have your attention in the media center, we're going to go ahead and get started with our post-race media availability. We are now joined by third place finisher Justin Haley, driver of the number 24 Fraternal Order of Eagle Chevrolet. Justin, you had a good showing tonight. Talk a little bit about your race and what went on out there tonight.
Yeah, you know, we really lacked raw speed, which is not where we've been. We've been in the top three the past five, six races on speed-wise. So qualifying 10th was a little bit of a struggle, you know, trying to play track position and get up there. So we just managed our tires right, managed the fuel right, and came down to those last restarts there. And I did everything I could to try to push them up out of the way, but a really, really good performance out of the Fraternal Order of Eagle Chevrolet.
Thanks. And we're also now joined by our second place finisher, driver of the number 52, Stuart Friesen, driver of the We Build America Chevrolet. Hard fought battle tonight. Take us through those last few laps.
Yeah, we had a great race car. You know, being lined up with the GMS Fab Shop has been awesome for our HFR team. I got to thank Helmar, Chris Larson for, you know, allowing me to compete at this level, to race for wins like we are is a dream come true. It's pretty damn awesome. To win, we can win a race. We just got to, you know, execute a full night and not, you know, make mistakes and get ourselves back in the pack. So proud of my guys. I love racing with these guys. It's a great race team. We have a lot of fun, good, you know, camaraderie and stuff in the pits, and we'll get it. Just can't make mistakes.
All right. Thanks, guys. We're going to open it up to questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. Do we have any questions at the media center? Do we have any questions in the press box?
I have a question.
This is going to be great.
I changed my mind.
Never mind.
It wasn't for anybody here.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Oh, right here.
Advisor.
No, no, not at all. He did what he had to do. For the amount of speedy dry that was laid on the racetrack for oil that wasn't there, took the second groove out of contention. That was easy to find out. So after that, I knew I had to get to the bottom. I got clear behind Justin. He did exactly what he needed to do. I pushed him and just got my nose in there. He gave me the hole in the turn three, and it was good racing. So love this little kid. He's a hell of a racer. Had a lot of fun running Corvettes in the desert last week, and he kicked my ass doing that, so we'll have a lot more fun as the season progresses.
Yeah, and I'll add on to that. You know, truck racing's just like that. We don't give up anything, no matter what. It's every position counts, and how the chase format's laid out, you'll see racing like that quite a bit. Very aware. Yeah, it's not a secret that he can get the job done at Texas and or anywhere. I don't even know how many wins that is for him, four or five this year. But I'm tired of chasing him.
Do you have any other questions at the media center? Caleb?
Caleb Whistler, kicking the tires on net. Stuart, great run for you guys tonight. Kind of what does this run mean for you guys and going into the future, and what does this four-way stretch mean for you guys?
It's good. Obviously, I've loved to race, and I want to race these things every week, so when we have time off, you just, you know, sit there and overthink stuff, and I'm pretty excited about the stretch, and looking forward to it. Looking forward to Iowa. Like I said, everybody at GMS has worked hard building, you know, our Helmar team better stuff, better short track stuff than what we had at the beginning of the year, so that's cool. Mike and Tom and Randy Usher there are great guys, great leaders, and appreciate all that. And that's it.
Do you have any further questions? All right. Thanks so much, guys. Good luck next weekend.